It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unseasonably warm, really. Normally around Halloween, you hope you get that first cold front, but not in the next 10 days or so. Highs going to be in the lower 80s, nary a chance for rain except for tomorrow. And Peyton Malone, WWL Louisiana forecaster, saying maybe check the radar on that. Not a washout, but you might have a shower or two around trick-or-treat time. Jerome Zizarang joins us, Louisiana State Representative, talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion as we continue to talk about this because it continues to be stalled and the clock continues to tick, and there are other issues as well in addition to the coastal restoration issues. Hey, Z, how you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. How are you?
I wish they'd get going on this thing. Let's talk about this letter that, as I understand it, the NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, the Department of the Interior, the Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency sent to the state of Louisiana about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion.
That's right. Yeah, the TIG, which is the Louisiana Trustee Implementation Group, they're kind of responsible to ensure, as part of the NERDA process, that is responsible for mitigating the impacts for the oil spill, to ensure that good projects that mitigate for those impacts and the dollars being used are put to good use. So they sent a letter to Louisiana a couple weeks ago essentially saying fish are cut bait. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is they've committed to this project. And quite frankly, if I were a commercial recreational fisherman, not just living in Plaquemine Parish, but people who live in Louisiana, I'd want a copy of this letter, and I would be concerned because if you look at the letter, basically what they're saying is, listen, we're committed to the TIG, and the NERDA group is committed to this project. Why is it Louisiana? And it's been one of the most researched projects. Even in the letter, they recognize that there is no single restoration project plan that has been studied more extensively over the past decade, few decades, than Louisiana's proposed Mid-Barataria sediment diversion project. And more importantly, if you look at what the project, the benefits it's going to have, they keep talking about it's going to destroy the fisheries. It's completely untrue. And they have the science and the research to back it up. But it's also going to protect Louisiana communities and infrastructure, reduce impacts from storms, and support healthier Gulf fisheries. So if I'm interested in white shrimp, red drum, and blue crab, that's going to help those resources. What's happening right now is a select group of special interest are influencing the parish and encouraging them to stop or halt this project because of their own special selfish interests that are stopping this. And another important aspect of this, if I lived in Plaquemines Parish and if I lived in Grand Bayou, this project is going to reduce flooding in Grand Bayou. It also says that Myrtle Grove, Wood Park, Susie Bayou, Hermitage, Grand Bayou, and Happy Jack. If I lived in any of those communities, it says that they will experience
more flooding. You broke up, Z, but I'll pick it up. They'll experience more flooding without the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion and the associated community stewardship measures than with them. Are you still with us? Z? Z, your phone broke up. I'm going to go ahead and read the last paragraph of this letter, which is really attention-getting, and it says, if Louisiana decides not to pursue the project as evaluated and designed, the federal trustees expect the state will cease spending allocated TIG funds immediately and return those funds for future restoration activities. Given the gravity of this situation, we cannot overstate the importance of continued transparent communication with Louisiana TIG trustees and with the affected public. We look forward to hearing CPRA's position regarding the MBSD Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project. So they're saying Myrtle Grove, just to recap what this letter says, Wood Park, Susie Bayou, Hermitage, Grand Bayou, Happy Jack will all experience more flooding without the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion and the associated community stewardship measures than with them. And, of course, I read the last paragraph of the letter. Z, I've seen things recently that, the fishermen are saying, well, maybe it is a good thing, but we need to be compensated more other than the measures, I think, $718 million, is that what it is, or $817 million? How much has been set aside for them?
Well, it's close to $350 million that are set aside to mitigate. They're going to acquire properties,
You're breaking up. See, we got to get this fixed up so I can hear what you have to say. But I thought there was money to offset, and I'll look this up, money to offset the fishermen or to help them out. And I guess what got my attention about that was it seemed as though, Z, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Z, you got to pay the bill, buddy. If you're on hard times and AT&T is threatening to cut you off, just reach out. I'll help you out. You know what I mean? No, but seriously, I see where I thought there was money that was like $700 million or something that was dedicated, or is that what they're looking for to help them offset their losses, the oyster fishermen, et cetera?
Yes, Tommy. There's $350 million that's set aside to mitigate for impacts, to acquire and buy out properties, but also to mitigate for commercial interests that will be impacted. But there's also going to be a significant improvement in some aspects of fisheries as well. So in addition, the irony about this is the fact that the parish is using certification of the flood insurance program to stop or halt this project when it's obvious that this project is going to prevent flooding in a lot of these communities. And if I were in those communities, I'd be asking the parish, why are they stopping or holding up this project?
Because what and we'll pick it up when we come back, is what it seems like is the tone has changed of the fishermen from, okay, it's a good thing scientifically, but we need more money because we got to go back to where we originally started going. And look, I got nothing against oyster fishermen. I tell you this before, Z, I lived down the street from...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch Jurisich's son with Louisiana Oyster Task Force. I know all of these people. I know Keith Hinkle, all of them. But I just want to do what's best for everybody and not just for a specific interest. And if you're saying that it was going to destroy the environment, but now you're saying it's not, and now you're holding the whole thing up for compensation, that doesn't seem like it's in the best interest of everybody. But we'll talk more when we come back. Z Zarang, our guest, Louisiana State Representative, talking about the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion. 721 traffic now, WWL. Man, just once I'd like to hear that guy say, you might be a redneck if. 726, we're talking to Jerome Zarang, Louisiana State Representative. I'm Tommy Tucker here on WWL about the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion. I don't know where I got $700 million from, but $305 million has been set aside. Maybe they're looking for more. Either way, talk about the delays with this thing. Where do we stand? I don't even know where it is now. It's so many suits have been filed and counteroffers and delays, and now this letter from the TIG people. Where do we stand, Jerome?
Well, unfortunately, we stand with the fact of the matter is they're asking for transparency within the process. But when you go to the CPRA, they're basically saying, well, it's in the courts. It's in the courts. We can't talk about it. Well, it's time to get past that. We're allowing the parish to hold up this project. And quite frankly, the state should respond to this letter. It's been 2 weeks.
See, I don't know if you're moving around or not, but I sure wish you'd stop.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
Okay.
My phone's acting up.
Stay right where you are. Don't move, and maybe we can get through this.
Okay. The reality is,
go ahead.
So the reality is the parish is holding up this project. They stayed the stop work order so that they could move forward in certain aspects of the project. But the problem is they've done that, and now we need to move past this and begin the project one way or the other. If it's in the courts and we need to resolve this by litigation, then heck, the state needs to move forward and begin the process and litigate this. But we can't and shouldn't allow the parish and select special interests to stop this major project. In addition to all the benefits that it's going to have to the resource and the communities there, think of the economic boom that it's going to provide to the parish, a $3 billion project in the parish. I mean, if I lived in that parish, I'd be all excited about trying to get this done. Apart from the benefits it's going to have, the economic impact is going to be substantial.
It seems like everything changed when Governor Landry came in, put Gordon Dove as the head of the CPRA, and that it seems as though the interests of commercial fishermen are being put ahead of the greater good as far as this project goes, that compromise is not science, and as we've talked about before, science and politics never make good bedfellows. Building a smaller diversion is going to be the worst of both worlds for everybody. That's going to be a disaster. I presume that's also going to jeopardize the federal funding, is it not?
Well, yes. They basically said that in the letter, essentially that they've evaluated this project. They looked at six different alternatives. And this, after all the extensive research over a decade, this is the project we need to implement. Anything less than that is going to have to be started all over again. It's going to delay and jeopardize future funding for restoration projects. So this is the project that needs to happen, and we can work to minimize the impacts in operating the system. But because of the benefits it's going to have, it should move forward. And quite frankly, the parish, we have to look at this, but they can and should be held liable ultimately if we have to give back the money, and that's what the letter is asking for. If you're not going to move forward, you need to stop spending money, and you're going to have to give back what you didn't spend. But the state's going to be on the hook for this, and I think that we should look at maybe the liability associated with this as who's responsible for paying that money back, and it shouldn't be the state.
So who can do what at this point to move this along or get it through the courts or get a decision? Or where the ball is in whose court, D? Z, rather?
Well, two things. So right now, the TIG is asking for a response to the letter. So the state needs to respond to this letter, and they need to advance this effort. The AG's office is representing the state. If they're saying it has to be litigated, then the AG's office needs to advance this and resolve this issue. And I think some people are saying that, you know, some are saying that the intent is just to wait and see if President Trump will win, and then if he wins, then they will try to influence or affect this project. That may or may not be the case. I don't know. I can't speak to that. But the reality is we need to move past this. The federal government is asking for a response and a commitment from the state, and we need to move forward on this project.
Thank you, Z. Appreciate your time and your efforts as always. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm sure Z Zerang, Jerome Zerang, Louisiana State Representative, talking about the science behind the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. I've listened to a lot of stuff about this throughout the years, and it sure seems like special interests are holding up a project for the greater good. 7:30, time for WWL First News.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.